So today we're going to jumpstart what I call good news, bad news. One of the things that I realized years ago and that I have to constantly remind myself is that I, like everybody else, tend to be mentally and emotionally lazy, physically lazy if I'm not careful. And I always am looking for my ego. Let me say that. My ego is always looking for someone else to blame, no matter what the situation, no matter what is going on. And I discovered years ago is that the good news is, no matter what the situation is, if I want to improve my relationships, if I want better job, if I want more money, if I want more influence, if I want to touch more people with inspiration, if I want greater happiness and everything is, the good news is, it's me. I can do this. I can make changes. The bad news is, it's me. If I'm walking around and I'm unhappy with what is going on in my life or something that occurs in my life, then the good news is I ultimately can change it. The bad news is that the reason that it is that way is because of choices that I have made. And I can make new choices. I can change. When I take Teddy for his walk at night, we always run into this park called Rowell Park. If we're there before sunset, we usually watch the sunset. So I know some of you are coming down here this way to the Keys. So if you get a chance and you're in Key Largo, Rowell Park is where everybody goes to watch the sunset. And when you come in, there's a huge piece of a reef. It looks like a mini fridge, but bigger. And it's right there in the middle of the road. The road forks around it, goes around it. And every dog that goes in there pees on that rock. Now, the rock can't move. The rock can't change. The rock stays exactly where it is and accepts the consequences of being a rock. You, on the other hand, can change. You are a moving target. You can change who you are. You can change who you become. And you can change your life. One of the things we need to do first is figure out what we want to change to. I forget what the book was, but I was reading a book a few years ago and it was talking about a great idea, and that was to sit down and say, what is my ideal life? I mean, literally, what is my ideal life? Is it lying on the beach and having somebody bring you drinks? That's what a lot of people think because that's what has been shown to us is what should be an ideal life. I know a couple whom I love and respect who their ideal life is spending 6 months out of their year in the cheapest motels they can find, speaking to churches, rotary clubs, etc., to raise money so they can go back for the other 6 months and help build hospitals in Tanzania. And that is their ideal life. So once we figure out what it is, one of the things I discovered when I sat down and did this ideal life experience, which I invite you to do, get a pen and a piece of paper and say my ideal life, and look at all the various areas, health, fitness, relationships, spirituality, career, finance, put all that down. And I did this, and one of the things that shocked me in the experience was how close I am to my ideal life. This was a few years ago, even then, how close I was to my ideal life. But in my mind, I thought I was so far away from it. I thought that somehow it was just, oh, because I was still buying that myth of what we see on television and on the media and social media. So what would be your ideal life? Where would you live? How would you look? How would you dress? Get an idea of that. And once you do that, then you can begin to figure out, how can I improve in the areas that are important for me to improve? And that's a very important distinction. If you are making this your ideal life, then you get to decide. You get to decide. No one wants to get to the end of their life and say, wow, I got through and I did everything everybody else wanted me to. Ah, thank goodness. Now, when do I get to do what I want to do? Oh, in heaven. Okay. Well, even if that's a potentiality, how about let's do what we want to do in this life? And the good news is because you have the capacity to change, you can. I had something happen last night, and I want to share it with you. And I more importantly want to share with you what my reaction was. I have a 52-inch television, which is big but not huge by standards today. And I wanted to mount it on the wall in the living room. Now, because I live in Key Largo and we get hurricanes, the walls here, everything is made out of concrete. And I literally have not been able, even with an impact drill and a concrete screw, could not get into this concrete, or concrete drill bit, could not get into this concrete. So anyway, I was very creative. There are some studs. I was able to screw a board in, a mounting board, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I hung the television. And this was probably November of this year, October. Yeah, it would have been November of this year, the end of November. So almost a year ago. Now, the television has been up there and being great and serving me just fine and everything. And I love it because I'm able to pull it off from the wall and aim it to wherever I'm sitting. And I've got a massage chair in my living room. Yes, I do. And I love to sit there. And sometimes, well, last night, I reached up to grab the television, as I always do, and pull it forward on its little swivel so that I could turn it. And instead, the top part of it came out of the wall. The bracket, the board holding it, everything came out of the wall. Now, one of the things that I learned when I was studying to become a pilot is that the further away from you something is, the heavier it is. In other words, if you've got a plane, all right, and you're trying to balance a load, and this is the load, my phone is the load, and you're in the middle here, all right? The closer it is to the middle, closer it is to the center of the plane, closer it is to you, all right? The lighter it is, the further it out is out here, the same weight makes it much heavier. So I've already got a television and a 35-pound mount and probably a 10-pound board, and I am holding it like this in front of me. Beneath the television is a glass table. Glass. And there's a bunch of stuff on the glass table. There's a bunch of stuff on a shelf underneath the glass table, which the shelf itself is also glass. So I am holding the television up last night. And I'm realizing that the only place to release it is onto a glass table, which it's going to break and shatter and probably break and shatter the television instead. Well, yesterday morning when we did the complaint-free meditation, the meditation always is organic. It evolves. And what it evolved into was a focus on the things, the idea that what comes to me doesn't necessarily get to me. In other words, what shows up in my life, I don't have to let get to me. And while I'm standing there holding this television, shaking, my arms shaking over a glass table, inside my mind goes, you know, whatever comes your way, you don't have to let get to you. And that was a big change for me from the past. And you know what I did? I was able to stay calm. It wasn't easy, believe me. What I did was I took my left hand and I pressed as hard as I could the television into the wall to try and get it to just stay there. while I reached down with my right hand and pulled, and there's probably 50, 60 pounds worth of stuff on this glass table because it's where I keep all my books. And I pulled it out, and then I took both hands and let it slide down the wall, scraping all the paint off until the television lay on its side. Was I thrilled about this? Did I go, oh, well. No, it took me a little bit, and then I realized I'm going to have the contractor who comes and does work here to come in here and do this. This is above my pay grade. I'm not going to do this. And then I got very grateful that the TV was okay, the glass tabletop was okay, and I didn't just lose my stuff and was able to stay calm. Why? Because I can change. Why? Because you can change. However, you've got to figure out where you want to be. One of the things that I know that I want is to be calm inside when things are going not calm outside. That's a big shift for me from how I was raised and from the way I lived for so many years. And yet yesterday, I had a pretty good chance to test it out. So what I want you to understand is that I've got good news for you, and I've got bad news. That's the same news. Whether you're happy or unhappy in any area of your life, it's you. And there are things you can do if you set an intention to do them. The first thing you can do in most cases is pick up your phone, believe it or not, and Google, how do I? Do you know those three words are the most Googled words in the world? Billions of times every day, people will ask, how do I? The question then becomes, what do they do once they find out? Do they take that knowledge and apply it? So figure out something. Figure out an area of your life. We're always wanting to improve ourselves because our lives improve as a result. So figure out an area of your life. Google, how do I? And get started. All right? Thanks again for being with me this morning. Our complaint-free meditation group will be meditating in 10 minutes, or a little less, actually. And I want to show you the image I've got for us today. Isn't that relaxing? The Northern Lights. And this music. We use the same music every day. This was created specially for us by Alex Cordero. So if you haven't checked it out yet, go to complaintfreemeditation.com. All right. And again, if you're here for the first time, please like our page. And thank you to those of you who share us every single day. It's really amazing of those of you who just do it every single day. So thank you all. Enjoy today. Today is Friday. I will see you on Monday. Look forward to jumpstarting your day then. Make it a great weekend. And for those in the meditation program, I'll see you in 7 minutes to meditate. Everybody else, check out complaintfreemeditation.com. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.